G'day and welcome to Partake. We're now on day 26 of our series Glimpses, looking at the story of the Bible in 30 days, from the time of creation through to the time of the fullness of redemption. Jesus has died, come back, rose again from the dead, ascended back to the right hand of the Father, all just as he said that he would. The physical resurrection of Jesus Christ was the catalyst for the beginning of the church, but the empowerment was to come, as promised by Jesus. Since Jesus' resurrection, he has given his disciples instructions, including the command to go and make disciples of all nations with the message, the resurrection message, he gave them. Then he told them to wait in Jerusalem. But why? And more importantly, for who? Remember, these disciples were still hopeful of Jesus returning to defeat the Roman Empire and install a political kingdom of God. But they were wrong, and soon found out that they were wrong. So they waited, waited, and waited. But for what? Or rather, for who? Acts chapter 1, verse 12 to 14. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mountain called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they had come in, they went up into the upper room where they were staying. That is Peter, John, James, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. All these, with one accord, continued steadfastly in prayer and supplication, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Then to Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. Now when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly there came from the sky a sound like the rushing of a mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. As we saw last time, Jesus has ascended back to the right hand of the Father. The 12 apostles or disciples are now back in Jerusalem and waiting for the Holy Spirit to come as promised by Jesus. More about the Holy Spirit later in this podcast. It was now the time of the Shavuot in the Jewish calendar, 50 days after Passover. Remember that from Jesus' last night? Pentecost derives itself from the Old Testament festival known as the Jewish Feast of Weeks or Shavuot. This feast consisted of the first fruits of the wheat harvest, and selected animals were sacrificed, all as an act of thanksgiving to God, according to the law given to Moses. Remember that? But it was soon to change its meaning under the new covenant. It became Pentecost, the Greek word for 50 days, and marks the birthday of the church. What's the birthday of the church? That's the day when the Holy Spirit came down and empowered the disciples for service. The day now known as Pentecost celebrates the day when, as promised by Jesus as part of the new covenant, remember that? The Holy Spirit would come down to live inside the disciples and followers of Jesus Christ and empower and transform them. So they're empowered and transformed. Take Peter for example. Just a few days earlier, he had rejected Jesus Christ 3 times and openly defied him by trying to stop Jesus going to the cross. This Peter, who was dejected and frightened and defeated because he had put everything into following this Jesus. In the early chapters of the Bible, the Bible book of Acts, we see all disciples being transformed and empowered. Some were affected in amazingly spectacular ways, others in more passive ways. Let's concentrate on Peter for a good example. This is now a new Peter. He's transformed by the indwelling Holy Spirit. He speaks with authority that Jesus gave the disciples. Peter, given impetus and power by the Holy Spirit, preaches a sermon, and 3,000 people are added to the church in one day. This Peter, who went passing by a man who couldn't walk, told him to get up and walk, and he did. A wow moment for sure. Peter was allowing himself to be controlled and used and empowered by the Holy Spirit and doing some of the things that were synonymous with Jesus' earthly ministry. What is the difference between this Peter and the Peter before Jesus' resurrection? Transformation. It was only the Holy Spirit living inside Peter, the empowerment and the difference that he made to Peter. Peter, by submitting himself to the authority and the power of the Holy Spirit, was allowing the Holy Spirit to control him and guide him. This Peter, who we know from the gospel accounts had no self-control, yet now had self-control because he submitted to the Holy Spirit's power and transformation. The greatest evidence of the Holy Spirit living inside of humans is the transformation of the individual into the image of Jesus, as demonstrated by our example, Peter. This Peter, who allowed the Holy Spirit's power to heal people, also administered church discipline, as in the case of Ananias and Sapphira of Acts chapter 5. But it wasn't just Peter who was empowered. As Acts chapter 5 verse 12 to 16 shows us, all the followers of Jesus, not just the 12 apostles, were filled and controlled by the Holy Spirit, able to do healings and other miracles. And not just those spectacular gifts, but also the gifts such as mercy and generosity, helps and service. The Holy Spirit living inside and empowering believers for service of Jesus Christ, and not just the original 12 apostles or disciples. That is one of the reasons the early church grew phenomenally. And more about that growth later on in this series. But just who is the Holy Spirit? Good question. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit makes appearances, but only comes on one person at a time during that Old Testament time. David is a good example of that. There was to be a time when he, the Holy Spirit, would live inside all believers in God through the Messiah, Jesus Christ. That's under the terms of the New Covenant, and this is part of the fulfillment of the New Covenant, where the Almighty and all-powerful God would indwell and live inside all those who choose to follow him. And throughout his ministry, Jesus had often talked about how after he had departed back to the Father, that the Holy Spirit would come. The Holy Spirit is spoken of as God. The attributes of God are ascribed to him, life, truth, and love. Weren't they also described to that of Jesus? The Holy Spirit is also a person and is always referred to as he in the New Testament. He relates to humanity as a person, for he lives inside each believer as comforter, guide, and teacher. He can be blasphemed against and be grieved. And wherever the Holy Spirit is, the Father and Son are also present. And throughout the book of Acts and the other New Testament writings, we discover more about this Holy Spirit. We see his prime role is to glorify Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and he's to testify for Jesus Christ and witness for Jesus Christ to humanity. The Holy Spirit is involved with ministering to members of the church, just as Jesus would be if he were here physically. There is more about the Holy Spirit if you want to search on this website. And with all this, the Holy Spirit also equipped all the followers of Jesus for service, to will and to act according to those purposes we just talked about, glorifying Christ. We see in the rest of the book of Acts how the Holy Spirit empowered the early church and gave them impetus, including transformation. Transformation and service are the key working practices of the Holy Spirit, and we will see his handiwork in our next episode as we look at the church beginning. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, remember them? Long gone. The Roman Empire finally collapsed. But, Jesus' church still stands, it is still growing, and will one day be joined with Jesus Christ in eternity when he comes back, as he promised, to the praise, honour and glory of him, who will return in majesty. More about that later on in this series. So that's the birthday of the church. What happened next is what we talk about tomorrow. Thank you.